Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's one of the classics, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Also a classic. That's the story I'm sticking to. And I'm not getting older. I'm becoming more of a classic. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. That's a classic, too. It's been around 13 and a half years. We built that website in 1997, and we've been updating it and improving it, hopefully making it more helpful to you. But it's always been free. Whatever you need there, you can have it, except for the books. If you decide to buy a book, we're going to ask you to pay for those. You know how that works. So thank you for hanging out with us, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger, the author of Closing the Execution Gap. That's his new book, available wherever books are sold. Rick, you've been introducing us to the concept of a matrix as the organization, a three-dimensional. Folks, think of it as a cube, not a pyramid. You know, when we think about the org chart, we think about the hierarchy of an organization, Rick. We typically think about a pyramid, either an upside-down pyramid or a regular pyramid. You know, it's either top-down or bottom-up, and we hear about all that. But the truth is, in a small business, any particular employee may have two or three bosses, but then there may be something that employee is in charge of, and the bosses work for them about that. I mean, it really is a collaboration, in most small business owners, more than it is some kind of a hierarchy, isn't it?
Right. That's exactly right. And interestingly enough, that as soon as you move away from that hierarchical structure, it raises a lot of issues. You know, for instance, it increases the likelihood that you'll have conflicting goals and priorities among people, that there'll be unclear roles and responsibilities, like who's in charge,
yep.
Decision authority is not always clear, sharing resources becomes an issue. So although a matrix and this need to cooperate and work across organizational boundaries really does increase the ability to be responsive to the customer and move quicker, it also does create a few problems. So you really need to make sure you've got a good platform in place to support cooperation.
Well, the first thing you got to do is hire people who can live in that environment.
Yeah, I mean,
some people can't deal with that. If you work for a big company and you got laid off or whatever, you decide to go work for a small company, you better get used to that.
Yeah, well, and it's not unusual in big companies either. The whole notion of a matrix is actually fairly prevalent in large companies, but you do need to have more of a focus on both teaming and this whole idea of, you know, looking for shared goals and mm-hmm. common ground to be able to, you know, have a basis for cooperation with others.
Right, right. Well, so talk to us a little bit more about how we make this work.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of there's two aspects to it. One is just what do you need to be able to build cooperation, lay the platform to increase the likelihood that people will cooperate and collaborate with their colleagues across department groups or across divisional groups. And then the second part is how do you sustain that? So the building part is you need to have shared goals. Without shared goals, there's very little basis for cooperation.
What would that look like?
Well, you'd have a common objective, and it would be either a shared revenue or financial target that you'd both be accountable for and held accountable for. It would be a shared customer satisfaction type of a metric that you're both responsible for. It could be a quality goal or an objective, but the idea is that it's a shared outcome or a deliverable.
And the focus, though, has got to be on the customer, doesn't it? I mean, the ultimate focus.
Well, that's certainly helpful. I mean, or it could be a.
Well, how many times have you done business with somebody, Rick, and the person waiting on you, person taking care of you, it was clear that all they were thinking about was their job, not about you at all.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Although the metric doesn't have to be directly about the customer, it could be more indirect, you know, for like a revenue target or a quality target. But I think all those are with the customer in mind. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, all right, keep going. Talk to us some more about this.
You need to have shared goals. You need to have clarity on roles and decision responsibility, and you also have to have transparency of communication and the smooth.
What does that mean? Tell us what that means. Transparency.
Well, it's really getting the right information to the right people in a timely way. One of the basis of a matrix and one reason why it works is because you have the right people closest to the action, and they have all the information they need to make the right decision or the best.
And they have the authority.
Right.
They've been given the responsibility to come up with this information, and they have the authority to speak it, to say it, to deliver
it,
to the person they work for.
Right, exactly right.
And they have the expectations of being listened to.
Exactly. And all those elements are really just the basis and lay a foundation to be able to cooperate. But even when you have that stuff in place, people will still make mistakes. You're still going to have conflicting perspectives on what, when, and how to do things.
And this is where you learn how to say, what did we learn?
People need the skills to be able to sustain cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually being able to influence effectively, manage conflicts, and know when to involve people in decisions.
Well, and this is a level, this is really professional communicating we're talking here, folks. This is high level stuff. But I'm going to come back to something, Rick, that I believe with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus on the customer, it gets a lot easier.
Yeah,
if you focus on the ego
right.
and the goals and the motivations of the customer, all the other stuff kind of gets a lot of, all the stuff that gets in the way of things between you and me working side by side go away if we focus on the customer. We come back. I want to talk about politics in the matrix and how do you sustain once we've got this? How do we sustain it? How do we keep the politics out? Tintail, right back with Rick Lepsinger after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.